All right, let's move on here to Rob, who's calling us from Burien. Hi, Rob. Thanks for hanging on there, sir.
Hi, Dr. Ike. Thanks for taking my call. My question is about ozone blood therapy versus the UV light blood therapy, which would be how effective are they for, like, Epstein-Barr and or Lyme, and how long, how often and how long does it take to usually become effective?
All right. Well, the ultraviolet blood irradiation is what might be called gentler. And the ozone, it can be harsh. It has to be done as the UVBI does. It has to be done cautiously, make sure we get all our doses right and so forth. Now, what I mean by gentler and harsher is its killing capability. The ultraviolet blood irradiation sure does kill a lot of germs, but it does take a little longer. And as you probably know, with some infections, if you kill off the germs, there's something called a die-off infection that happens. Not die-off infection, I said that entirely wrong. A die-off reaction, a reaction to the dying germs that the body will have. A die-off reaction, that's what I should have said. Now, ozone is more likely to cause those die-off reactions, but being a little bit harsher, It gets after some of the nastier germs, such as the two that you mentioned, the Lyme disease there and the other. And sometimes the UVBI will not get entirely on top of those, and you switch to the ozone, and they're gone. But not after one treatment. I don't mean that. The UVBI has less die-off reactions. It takes more treatments. The ozone, if you're going to get a die-off reaction, it's more likely to cause it than the UVBI, and it takes less treatments. And there we are, sir.
Okay. And then one other, there was a Tuesday talk we went to one time, and they talked about hydrogen peroxide injection, and that also theoretically helped with the stimulate the immune system.
That, and it also can kill germs, sir, because when the hydrogen peroxide is metabolized, what do you know? It oxidizes some of the germs, too. So, yes, it can do that, too.
And then how would you rate that with the other two?
If I were trying to kill germs, I'd rate that number 3. I'd rather do the UVBI or the ozone. And as you know, the peroxide is basically a minor version of the ozone. The ozone just has more free of the O, not O2 now. That's oxygen. It's non-toxic, but the O1 molecules.
Okay, that makes sense. And then one last question about that is, doing the ozone and UV in combination with each other, is that something you'd recommend or not recommend?
I not only don't think it's necessary, but I think it might be too much all at once.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, and I'm glad I could at least partially answer your question, sir.